Welcome to the Bridging the Divide podcast. Each week, we'll explore the key factors that have contributed to today's economic divide, hear from experts and changemakers, and offer practical insights for aspiring entrepreneurs who are ready to break down barriers and inspire others. Join me as we navigate the challenges and opportunities for closing the economic gap, one conversation at a time. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bridging the Divide podcast. I'm your host, Rolando Bonilla. As I kick off this new series, I want to start by addressing the number one question I get from aspiring business owners throughout the country. What if it fails? What if I lose everything? Well, let me be real with you. You probably will fail. We all do. I've lost elections. I've had businesses crash and burn. I've even been kicked out of school. More about that one later. These things happen. Failure isn't the exception. It's the process. Part of life. It's definitely a part of business. So how do you push past that fear? For me, it's always been this. I never saw failure. I saw data. Every mistake became a checkpoint. Every setback, a signal to pivot, adjust, and keep moving. When I started my company in 2010, I was chasing clients everywhere. I had no geographic boundary, California, out of California. It did not matter to me. I was chasing. But we were just a two-man shop. We didn't have the capacity. We struggled. We weren't hitting our numbers, and we're in business to hit our numbers, and that was a very concerning time in the infancy of my company. Instead of shutting it down, I made a decision. Focus, shrink the geography, get local. That shift allowed for us to grow at a healthy pace, build strong infrastructure, and eventually expand through a broader geographic footprint for our company. And here's a more personal one. Fresh out of college, I got accepted to my dream school, the University of San Francisco School of Law. Now, I'm a city boy, born and raised. You'd think I'd be laser focused, right? I mean, I just got accepted to the school that I had been dreaming about attending for as long as I had memory. Well, wrong. I got completely distracted. Life pulled me off track, and eventually, I was invited to leave. I had to face myself in the mirror, and I had to ask myself, how bad do you want this? How far are you willing to go to earn it? For me, the answer was always all the way. 5 years later, I fought my way back, got into San Francisco Law School, a different school, and earned my law degree. I want to take a moment here to shout out USF Law and San Francisco Law School for believing in second chances. They never gave up on me. They gave me the tools and the resources to find my way. And because of their support, I did find my way and was able to make that dream a reality. But why am I sharing this with you? Because we don't talk enough about the messy stuff. Social media has people thinking that success is a straight line, that if you're not making millions overnight, you're failing. And that's just not real life. There will be hard days. There will be doubt. But if you treat those moments as learning, not losing, you'll move closer to your goal every time. You know, another big fear I constantly hear from aspiring business owners is, what will people say if I fail? That's an interesting one. But here's my response every single time. Who cares? People will always have something to say, but their insecurities are not your roadblocks. If someone's opinion can shut down your dream, then honestly, business might not be for you. I get criticized every single day. In fact, some of you listening right now are probably criticizing me as you listen to what I have to say. It's not all bad. Some of it makes me better. You have to learn a filter. Is it feedback intended to be constructive to help you grow? Or is it just noise, which is pretty much everything else? And if it's just noise, keep it moving. Stay in your lane, head down, focused. Because to succeed, as cliche as it sounds, you have to be like a duck in water. You gotta let that negativity roll right off of your back. Imagine looking back years from now, full of regret, just because you let other people's opinions define your path, the path that only you control. And if criticism is constantly coming from the people closest to you, ask yourself, is this the right circle for where I want to go? If your circle doesn't challenge, support, and uplift you, maybe it's time to find a new one. It's tough, right? But it's reality. That doesn't mean your current people are bad. It just means your vision requires a new kind of energy. Big global example of this is, look at the Silicon Valley. People come here from all over the world to be around people who think big. That's what makes the tech ecosystem so unique and so hard to copy, right? That's why you hear cities throughout the country wanting to be the next Silicon Valley. There's only one Silicon Valley. Personally, I'm blessed to have a circle of friends who are constantly pursuing the next passion project, that are constantly pursuing how to make their bodies better, going to the gym, that are constantly making choices that are premised on the idea that I control my actions and only I can determine what my next steps are going to be. That's inspiring. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. There are mornings I wake up and I don't want to do anything. There are moments when I wake up and the only thought I have is, you know, can I have pancakes and can I watch TV all day, which I don't really do often. But those are the days where having that network is so important, right? Because on those days, I pick up the phone and I know who to call. And I know that when I make the call and I say, hey, look, this is where I'm at right now, the response I'm going to get is, go do what you have to do. And sometimes it's not that direct. Sometimes the go do what you have to do is them telling me what they're doing, them telling me how they're holding themselves accountable. And that helps me hold myself accountable. So your circle is critical because it's also going to determine how far you're going to be able to move and how fast, right? Because you're only as fast as the slowest boat in your convoy. You know, now that we've talked about fear, failure, criticism, you know, let's move on to something just as critical. Financing your business, but that we'll tackle on the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and show the world what you're made of. Let's get after it. Go get it. Thanks for listening to the Bridging the Divide podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, share with a friend, and give us a follow on all of our platforms. Special thanks to you for taking the time to listen today.